Welcome, everybody. Shia number 1082. We'll learn today. Lili Nishmas Moshe Dov by Rabbi Zizel. Lili Nishmas Blima Bas Ramoshe and Rufur Shalema Sarah Fega Bas Leina Chamash. Tak Avra Rufur Shalema Psoich Shachar Lisrol. Okay, I would like to start Bezrus Hashem today the next malacha, which is Zareya. In general, planting. We'll see what it's all about. As far as Kaiser goes, uprooting, there are a few more odds and ends here and there. And as we always say, when we come across various different shilas as we go down the road, even though we covered a certain malacha, sometimes we go back to it with a shila or two, in trying to figure out in conjunction with what we said. But I want to start, Bezrus Hashem, the next malacha, which is Zoreya, which is sowing. It's basically planting. Okay, so this has to do, it's very interesting halacha that people say, again, I'm not planting any plants on Shabbos. I'm not going to sit in my garden and start planting. I'm not good. I understand I can't water plants. But it comes up a lot. There's various different things. Let's say somebody's eating outside, right? And now it's coming up again to the warmer months. People are outside. Sometimes in the country, people are out in camp, various different places, and they might eat outside. And there is grass. Sometimes there's grass, and they have to wash for challah. Let's say on Shabbos, Shalosh Suda, sometimes it's a nice day to get to eat outside or eat in a place whereby there's grass. The question is, what do I do? You have to be careful. One is not allowed to wash their hands on the grass. What about eating on the grass? Is there a gezeira? We're going to see how that works. An interesting question which has come up in the past a lot. A lot of times people have a cover to a sukkah, for example, like on Sukkot, right? And the person has like a shlach, like a cover, and it was raining heavy, and there's puddles of water on the roof of the sukkah, of the shlach. So a person I remember by us way back when, years ago, and the awning that was over the sukkah would sometimes, you know, not cave in, but like bend in a little bit, and my father, Olav Shalom, would want to maybe possibly push off the water to be able to roll up the awning, things along those tracks, if you want to call it. But let's say the question is, let's say the sukkah is built on grass, right? Let's say it's on grass. Or let's say it's right near a garden, whereby if I push off the water, the water's going to flow right into the garden, or the water will flow right onto the grass. It's running into a problem because then one is basically watering the grass. So you'll say, well, my intention is not to water the grass. My intention is not to water the plants, the garden, or anything else. But we know we've learned in the past, and we're going to continue to learn, there's something called a psikresha. If you're doing something in a way whereby it's going to happen automatically, inevitably it's going to happen, right? If I push off the water, let's say from the awning or from the shlach or of the sukkah or something along those lines, and inevitably there's no way around it. It's all around grass. I can't get it off the grass. It's going to go on the grass automatically. You're running into a problem. That's a psik resha. Okay, so these are just some of the shilas. We're going to see various different other questions. Could I pull up my shade? It's a nice sunny day, but I have plants along my windowsill. Now I have my windowsill and have plants, and I want to pull up my shade so the sun is going to shine in. Is that a problem? As we know, the sun helps the plants grow. Could I pull up my shade if I have plants on my windowsill? So these are some of the various different questions which could come up constantly on a Shabbos or on Yom Tov and so on in conjunction with the malacha of Zoreya, which is planting. Okay, so as we always do, we try and start with the Sefer Lamentes Malachas in his opening statements of that malacha. He brings it down on page 261. He says that like this, the malacha of Zoreya is not just when one sits and plants a plant. But he says the malacha of Zareya may be defined as the initiation or promotion, not just the initiation, but even the promotion of plant growth in any way, keeping in mind in any way. Therefore, any act which initiates or enhances, not just initiates, but enhances the growth of any form of vegetation is considered Zareya. It could be anything. It could be fruits. It could be plants. It could be vegetables. It could be whatever the case is. So when it enhances the growth of any form of vegetation is considered Zareya. Whether this is accomplished by actual planting, watering, or whatever the case is, some other action which we're going to see, this is all falls under the malacha of Zareya planting. Okay, so now just to continue on reading from the Sefer Shabbos Home, how he explains in his introduction on page 225, Zareya, again, which is sowing, planting, and so on, is one of the 39 malachas. It's actually one of the 39 malachas. 39 av malachas that are prohibited on Shabbos, obviously. Okay, so the planting was required. So where do we have it in the Mishkan? Who planted in the Mishkan? So he brings down like this, that planting was required in the Mishkan. The herbs were planted in order to provide the raw material for the production of the dyes used to color the ureas, the tapestries, and so on. And again, he brings down the same thing, that the malacha of Zareya is defined as any activity, again, keeping in mind, any activity that causes or improves the growth of any plant. Okay, the brothers who explain brings down the Sefer Lamentes Melachos in reference to it was needed for the Lechem Hapanim. Bread, obviously, need wheat, again, all part of the growing. But we could understand that things had to be grown to use them in the Mishkan per se. So now he brings down also does the Sefer Shabbos home, that as far as in order for one to transgress the Malach of Zareya, is there an amount? In other words, if a person plants a seed, does it have to be a certain size of a seed? If a person pours water on the ground, is there a certain amount? So he brings down from the Rambam, he says like this, that one transgresses the Malach of Zareya by planting or improving the growth of even the smallest seed or plant. And you'll say, well, it's a tiny little seed, what did I do wrong? Even the smallest little seed or plant would also be awesome. So just by improving the growth of that seed. Okay, explains the Sefer Lamentes Melachos further, as far as how does it work, a little bit further. He says like this, on a farm or a garden, the earth is usually first plowed and cultivated. The seed or the seed or pit is then dropped or inserted into the soil. That's how the farming goes. Accordingly, planting or placing a seed on any surface. So, in conjunction with that, how is one over the malacha, or the av malacha, if you want to call it? As we know, there's the av malacha, which is the main malacha, which was done in the Mishkan, and then there's a tolda, which is something very similar, and it's still osur min hatera. But he explains, accordingly, placing a seed on any surface where growth is possible is the malacha of Zareya. In other words, it doesn't have to be in the ground per se. If you put it, you could put it into a pot also, a pot of soil. But if it's in a place whereby it could start to grow, it could take root and start to grow, that is the malacha of Zareya planting. Okay, just to finish off, he goes further, does the Sefer Lamentes Melachos on page 263. We're trying to get an understanding. As we always do, we want to establish the foundation of the Melacha, see what the foundation is all about, and then we build from there, Bezras Hashem, we build the building. So he says like this, Zareya can only be transgressed if it is possible for plant growth to occur. Therefore, dropping a seed on soil or terrain that cannot sustain vegetation is not Zareya. So Jesse brings one interesting example. Planting seeds on a desert sand is not Zareya. It's not going to grow. It's not going to happen. There's nothing can grow under these conditions. So if a seed is taka planted in a place like that, like on a desert sand or so on, and there's no way that it could grow, and it's not possible, that would not be Zareya. Even though you say, what do you mean? I just took a seed, I put it into a sand, but nothing's going to happen. It's just as though you left the seed on the table. Also, nothing happened, so that is not the malacha of Zareya planting. Okay, we'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and Baruch Hu, Kol Tov.